Back on the Jefferson Exchange on the News and Information Service of JPR, I'm Jeffrey Riley. The attractions of the Southern Oregon coast are many and quite attractive when temperatures inland top 100, as they have a lot lately. Not only does it feel better on the coast, it sounds different. Crashing waves and screaming seagulls and more. Add the sounds of music to the coastal attractions. The Oregon Coast Music Festival is underway and on for more than a week yet. And about the time it is ending, the Redfish Music Festival starts up on the coast. We have reps from both festivals to talk to about their musical happenings. Christine Moffitt is the Oregon Coast Music Association president. Welcome, Christine.
Thank you. Good to be here.
We have also with us from the Oregon Coast Music Festival, the orchestra's former concertmaster, Stephen. Is it Meckel or Mockel, or how do you pronounce your last name?
It's Meckel. Yeah, I just it's a German name, so that's usually what I tell people, just as if there's no O.
Okay. Well, we have another German name here as well, because we have Fritz Gerhardt, who's the founder and executive director of the Redfish Music Festival, on the line as well. Welcome back, Fritz.
Hello. Glad to be here.
Good to have you all here together. It's nice to have the two coastal festivals with their one day, their massive one day overlap, all talking at the same time. Christine, start with the Oregon Coast Music Festival. There's quite a bit of history in it. Lay it out, if you would.
Yes, we're celebrating our 45th year of existence. It began as a community-based institution with fairly small, but with amazing talented musicians leading the way, and it has continued that way. Our theme this year is building community through music, and we feel so strongly that these are ways that we can interact and bring people together, and we have really rolled out a big program. We have had three events so far, and we have 13 more to go.
Wow, that's a lot of stuff going on. And Stephen Meckel, you had quite a chunk of the history, not all 45 years, I gather, but a bunch anyway.
No, I came here in 2007. I've been sort of concertmaster since then. I had to leave for other work a couple years ago, but the festival's been gracious enough to have me back now the second year in a row to solo with the organization. And, I mean, I've fallen in love with this place, you know, and really call it a second home. And, you know, to work with James Paul, who's also, you know, doing his final concert with the festival this Tuesday, is just a dream come true. I mean, I met him in 2007, like I said, and we've been working together since then in very various different places with various different groups. And it's a real pleasure, and it's always a wonderful time to bring people together and to see old friends and just perform. I mean, these concerts next week are going to be fantastic, and I'm really excited to be a part of it.
Now, I want to talk about James Paul and his long history with the Oregon Coast Music Festival. We'll get to him in just a moment. I want to turn to Fritz Gerhardt, though, from the Redfish Music Festival. I mean, your festival is a bit younger and smaller in scale than what goes on coming out of Coos Bay, but you do cover some ground. Tell us about what you guys do.
Well, yes, we are quite a bit younger. We've only been in existence for about 4 or 5 years now. We focus on chamber music, which is, of course, small ensembles of 3 to 5 people. And it's a wonderful compliment. We're so excited to hook up with Oregon Coast Music Association and create this almost 2-week-long music festival. So moving from big ensembles to small ensembles.
Was there coordination, Fritz? I mean, did you guys plan this together?
Absolutely. Well, we absolutely coordinate our programs because we're in the same region, and we hooked our festival at the end. We do one of our performances on Friday, July 26th, coming up. We're going to be performing with our Redfish Music Festival faculty up in North Bend. So it's kind of, that's our one little overlap. And yes, we're all in the same business together, and really enjoy working with each other.
We're talking to both the Oregon Coast Music Festival and the Redfish Music Festival pretty much at the same time here with Fritz Gerhardt from Redfish and Stephen Meckel and Christine Moffitt from the Oregon Coast Music Festival. If you have some questions or comments you'd like to relay to our guests, send an email to jx at jeffnet.org. Now, you were mentioning, Christine, the wealth of events. So obviously, it's not just orchestral music. Talk about all the other things that are embraced within the Oregon Coast Music Festival.
Yes, we have been busy, and we always have engaged in band music, because if you look at the legacy of our communities before radio and certainly before recordings, bands existed at every level. The firehouses had bands, and the schools, of course, had bands. The history is fascinating. So we've always included bands, and that includes, of course, brass, the traditional old brass that came out of the military, plus a lot of more modern. We've always touched with jazz, a very, very, very wonderful event yesterday where we looked at the history of community bands and also had a special presentation by area musicians. Wilbur Jensen, who has been playing music since about 10 years old, and Aaron Johnson was with him with a tribute. So we're doing that, and then tonight we actually have Voices of the Community, where we're highlighting a local barbershop, a modern barbershop quartet, a cello by Dachi Silvanov, she's recently come to the coast. She's internationally known. And then throwing in a Swinging in the Rain big band. So that's great. We've got a marimba workshop on Friday, and then they're performing in the park at Shore Acres on Saturday. And then we move into the orchestral concerts, where Stephen's going to play on Tuesday, the 23rd. But we're bringing in another band. We've worked with the Oregon National Guard bands over the years, and they are coming in to help us celebrate 150 years of Marshfield Coos Bay founding, and they're going to play a concert at the Hale Center in the Southwestern Oregon Community College, and then a real highlight is they're going to march along the waterfront again as a tribute to Coos Bay anniversary. So lots going on. The festival pops will also include a little bit of jazz, and we're concentrating on American composers, and we really have an eclectic selection there. Aaron Johnson and Ilya Lashtak, who played already with us, are going to join, and of course Adam Stern will conduct that. And then maybe Stephen can tell us a little bit about our guest conductor for the wrap-up.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And I want to not talk about the guest conductor. It's, what do you know? It's Martin Mikut from the Rogue Valley Symphony. But tell us first, if you would, Stephen, about James Paul and his very long record with the festival.
Well, James Paul is a leading conductor in the United States. And he, you know, he really, it's astounding to me. It was always such a journey from the first concert of this week, or let's say the first rehearsal of this week, till that final concert on Saturday night was just, I mean, he would turn this group into, you know, this world-class orchestra. And to me, it was always such an inspiration. In fact, I remember when we played Elgar First Symphony a couple of years ago, I called our general manager in Phoenix that next morning. And I said, you know what, we've got to get James Paul down to Phoenix and do this piece. It was so inspiring. And I've, you know, James and I have been friends for so many years, and he's a mentor, and he was really a big supporter of mine throughout my career, and really, really helped me kind of find my own voice as a performer. So I owe him a lot, and I'm so grateful to get to play with him again. And he's such a leader and such a great musician. So the Coast has been luckier than they probably even know to have someone of that caliber here for so many years.
Oregon Coast Music Festival and the Redfish Music Festival with us here in the Jefferson Exchange, and the persons of Christine Moffat and Stephen Meckel from the Coast Music Festival, Fritz Gerhardt from Redfish. One of the pieces that the orchestra will be playing at that orchestra concert on Tuesday the 23rd is called The Lark Ascending by Ray Vaughan Williams. Here's a sample of that music. So, Stephen, you'll be the soloist on that piece?
Yes, I will.
All right. How many pieces of music do you have in your head at any given time? I ask this of performers a lot.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I don't know, a lot. Especially since I do quite a bit of soloing. So I do have a lot of concertos in my head, but, you know, as Fritz will know too, it's like, you know, they're sort of like half on file. And then it's like, oh wait, you need this. And I sort of start searching and the wheels turning, and then I sort of can bring them back. You know, interestingly enough, I was just, I was talking about how as beautiful and as melodic and serene a piece as The Lark Ascending, it's actually a little bit tricky to memorize because it's so many of the little runs are so similar and you can end up in wrong places. So I certainly, when it comes to memory, I certainly am always working and always making sure that I keep... That I keep it as close to the forefront of my brain as I can.
Fritz Gerhardt, I can hear the chuckles. You could totally relate to this, can you?
Yes. As musicians, we have to keep maybe too much in our brains. It's a liability, I guess.
Uh-huh. Yes, exactly.
So talk about Redfish, though. Basically, you have two major concerts, but held at a series of locations, each of them?
So we do a week-long program in concerts all the way from North Bend down to Crescent City, California. We actually host some students for the week. So this year we have 9 students coming from around the country, and we have got 4 faculty members who work with those students. So the faculty perform concerts as well as teach. And so we start out playing concerts at the beginning of the week, and then by the end of the week, the students are doing most of the playing and the faculty are doing most of the listening. So we have a number of events, and we play Bandon and Langlois and Port Orford and Gold Beach. So there's an event in every town that we can coordinate for this whole week. So we're excited to get going this very soon.
I'm intrigued by the masterclass, which appears to be open to the public, Wednesday, July 31st, 1-3 at the Port Orford Public Library. Anyone can watch this masterclass?
Absolutely. We have a few free events, and that's one of them. It'll be a 2-hour opportunity to watch us work with the students, because in any field, it's a bit of a mystery for people who don't do it. Mm-hmm. And so you get to see behind the curtain and see what goes on in music lessons.
Oh, well, it sounds nerve-wracking for the students, though.
Yeah, a little bit. But no, they'll just probably be focusing on what they're playing more than anything else.
And Stephen, let me come back to you. Let's talk about Martin Mikut. Is this his first time with the Oregon Coast Music Festival?
Yes, it is. He's a guest this year, and I'm excited to see him again. It's been a minute.
All right. Go ahead.
Yeah, he's coming up, and he's doing. He's obviously celebrating a bit of his heritage, which is Czech. So he's going to be playing the wonderful Moldau, and I believe the Dvorak New World, and that's going to be, I mean, right up his wheelhouse. It's so fun to work with Martin, and I'm excited that the orchestra actually gets to work with him because he's such an engaging young conductor, and of course, we've known each other for years, and we've performed a number of violin concertos together throughout the years.
All right, the Orchestra One concert is Tuesday the 23rd. That's with Stephen soloing and James Paul conducting. The Orchestra Two concert is on Saturday the 27th with Martin Mikut as the guest conductor. We've been talking to the Oregon Coast Music Festival and the Redfish Music Association. Oregon Coast Music Festival runs until the 27th of July. Redfish starts on the 26th of July and runs through August 4th. We have links to both of them at our websites. Thanks to Christine Moffat and Stephen Meckel. Good to have both of you from the Oregon Coast Music Festival. Fritz Gerhardt from Redfish will be playing the Mendelssohn C Minor Piano Trio, and we'll go out with that. Thank you all for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange. Short break, and we'll be back.